Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you today. Today we're in verse number 35 of Psalm 119. We read, "Make me to go in thy path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight." It says, what a picture. It seems like he almost has his back up against the wall. He doesn't have a way out. And he's somewhat had threw up his hand. He says, "God, I've tried. I've tried to do everything that I can do to live a good life." And he said, "Lord, would you please make me to go in thy path of thy commandments?" We don't know what's going on in his life because it doesn't give us the details. But we could tell that he was struggling with sin in his life. In the next few verses that we'll be dealing with in the next few days, is he'll be talking about the things that he was coveting. And he was asking God to help him from beholding things that were vain in his eyes, that were vanity. And so those are the things that he's asking God to keep him on the right course, to lead him away from the things that are going to corrupt his life. It's amazing how powerful the grip of sin can have on anyone's life. And for us to try to blame shift our actions on somebody else is just completely wrong. In fact, the Bible tells us that every man is tempted when he's drawn away by his own lust and enticed. When we get drawn into it, I think it's really important that from time to time as we go through here on Psalm 119, we need to talk about sin. How sin comes at the core of our being, comes from within our own hearts, and certainly we were born into sin. And that's why Jesus so clearly said in John chapter 3, as he was speaking to Nicodemus, he says, "You must be born again." Really what he was saying to Nicodemus, you cannot clean up your act underneath your own strength. You need God's power to be able to change. And that's what the power of God's word is. It is that source by the Holy Spirit. Using the word of God in the life of the believers, we can be changed and be transformed. As he says, "Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight." Well, we get a picture of a man who got his eyes off the Lord. A man who fell into sin because he wasn't praying this prayer. Of course, we have this picture of David, King David at this time. The king had already got to a place where he's in his kingship where he had become comfortable. He's conquered the land. He's built his castle. His army is doing well, and he felt that he didn't need to go out and lead the troops anymore. As commander-in-chief up to this point, that was his job, to be there with the troops when they were out the battle. It tells us in 2 Samuel chapter 11, beginning in verse 1, it says, "And it came to pass after 3 years were expired, at the times that kings go forth to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him, and all Israel, and they destroyed the children of Ammon, and besiege Rahab." You know, it's interesting here. There was a season when kings were to go to battle. Otherwise, this is a time during the wintertime after the rain, basically out in the field, it was mud. It was hard to move around. And so they normally would go out after the thaw, after the things would dry out there in Israel and throughout the land there, where they could move their chariots and they could move clearly through the land. And so this is the times that the kings went out to battle, where they were to meet out there in the field to be able to battle it out. But it tells us that, "But David tarried still at Jerusalem." Instead of being where he was supposed to be, he was staying back. He was wanting to be comfortable. I pictured, like, you know, maybe he just got himself a brand new big old full-screen TV, and he was wanting to watch sports. He says, "You guys can go out there and handle it. I deserve a break." There's always a danger when we start putting our guard down. We say, "You know what? I need a vacation. I've been working real hard in the ministry. I need a time out." I don't see that in the life of Jesus. I don't see that in the life of Paul. In fact, the Bible tells us that each and every day that we should be putting on our full armor of God. The moment that we let down, is when trouble comes rolling in. And it goes on, and you know the story. It came to pass in the evening time that David arose off his bed and walked upon the roof of the king's house. And from the roof he saw a woman washing herself. And the woman was very beautiful to look upon. And of course, over there, they had flat roofs. And David arose and he started gazing down. And he said that he looked upon this beautiful woman. And really that idea of looking wasn't just a quick glance, but it was a long gaze as he looked at this woman. And David sent her and inquired after the woman. And one said, "Is this not Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite?" Notice, this servant was letting David know that she was married. It's amazing the power of what lust can do, what sin can do when it gets a hold of somebody. Even when him knowing the fact that this woman was married, that didn't stop him. And David sent his messenger and took her. And she came in unto him, and he laid with her, for she was purified from her uncleanness, and she returned unto her house. And the woman conceived, and sent and told David, and said, "I am with child." And so here we see, here in our story, we see here in Psalm 119, again, we don't know if this is David praying. It could be. But I think it could be any of us. When sin is knocking on the door, truly the only way out that we could be set free from sin is the power of the gospel. Jesus said, "He that has the Son is free indeed." He says, if you want to, if right now, if you're dabbling in sin, if you're considering it, would you please listen to me right now? Stop. Stop and turn to the Lord. Call out upon the name of the Lord, and He will set you free. Even as the psalmist said, may this be your prayer. Say, "Lord, please make me to go in the path of Thy commandments. Lord, help me to follow Your ways, for therein do I delight." What is your delight this day? Is your delight is in Jesus? Is your delight in the Word of God? It was once said a long time ago that sin will keep us from the Bible. That's true, because when you're sinning, the last thing you want to do is be told by the Scriptures that you should stop. But then he goes on, the second half of that little phrase, he says, where verse has said, sin will keep you from the Bible. But it goes on, he says, and the Bible will keep us from sin. And that's why his delight was in God's Word, because he knew the net result of God's Word as he allows it to enter into his heart is that it will keep us from sin. Earlier in the psalm, we read in Psalm 119, we said, how shall a young man cleanse his way? And we saw by taking heed to the Word of God, by paying attention to it. And then he goes on, he says, Thy Word have I hid within my heart, that I might not sin against Thee. And it's my prayer that we would all take the Word of God seriously, that we would allow the Word of God to be our delight even this day. And I just pray, let's pray together. Lord, I just pray, the enemy wants to ridicule us. The enemy wants to put us down and feel the weight of guilt, because at times we do sin. But I'm so thankful that we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, that's ever making intercession for us. And You tell us in Your Word, if we confess our sins, You're faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Lord. And so we confess our need for You. And Lord, if we have sinned, Lord, we do thank You that You made a way. You made a way by sending Your Son, Jesus, that we are righteous because the work that Jesus did on the cross. And we thank You and praise You and just want to once again give You thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. And so until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at